growing up, dancehall had a fashion. We lost the fashion now. Now we kind of dress urban or whichever way you want, you know, trendy, which is not a problem. But, you know, we're still losing the dancehall fashion. The dancehall queen element of dancehall is gone also. So we don't have much dancehall queen competitions happening from this country here, from this level. You know what I mean? You might have a one or two, but the majority of it is gone. Mm-hmm. Dancehall against Sound Clash. We don't have Sound Clashes in dancehall anymore. We barely have those good things. Maybe a one competition or a two competition, but we barely have it. Those are the elements that made up dancehall, as along with the groove of the rhythm. Dancehall had a specific groove. Is either that groove there or that groove there. But you could have known dancehall from its strong drum and bass. Nowadays, we're influenced by the world. So yeah, we're adding other elements of other genres to the dancehall. But now it seems like the dancehall is faded out of these productions. And we're now more focused on the other genres instead of dancehall. So I'm not beating any artist. I don't want nobody to get it wrong. I'm not beating artists when I say the future for dancehall is bleak. I'm just talking where we're coming from to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, the dancehall that works, the dancehall that sells, is the dancehall that has some of the root element to it. You know what I mean? Has towards the groove. You know what I mean? Have to have something about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.